selling the Socialist just a few of the events where the Socialist newspaper has been sold in the past few days. Seizing chances in Leicester in the last few days, we've stood outside McDonald's with the BFAW union in solidarity with the McStrikers, fighting low pay and bullying bosses. School students and workers were stopping and talking to us, enthused by the strike. We also held our regular bus station sale before our Socialist Party branch meeting, where one person gave us £10 for a copy of The Socialist. The anger at the Tories is palpable and people are glad to see us fighting back. We were then up at the Royal Mail depot showing solidarity with the posties over the High Court's political decision to stop the Communication Workers Union, CWU, strike. All our leaflets were snapped up, union members thankful for the support. One worker said the judiciary always sides with the establishment. Another said that, although it was a blow, the will to fight is still there. We were then down at a rally against the downgrading of Leicester General Hospital, which we helped organize as part of the Save Our NHS Leicestershire campaign. We said the next step in saving the health service should be to kick the Tories out in the election. We sold 17 copies of The Socialist. That evening we did a sale outside a showing of Ken Loach's new film Sorry We Missed You about the savagery of the gig economy. Another 6 people bought our newspaper in just 20 minutes. By going out and seizing every chance to share our ideas, our small local actions are adding up. We are using The Socialist at every moment to reach workers with our Socialist program to change the world. Tessa Warrington Cleethorpes election action. We sold 16 copies of The Socialist in Cleethorpes on the 15th of November. The election is polarizing the mood. There's hatred of Boris, he's a muppet, should be dead in a ditch, and much worse, but hostility towards and mistrust of Corbyn as well. It's a 70% Leave voting constituency, but Brexit was hardly mentioned. Makes for interesting conversations, you can turn people round, and good sales here on St. Peter's Avenue. One Tory got both barrels from Grimsby Socialist Party branch secretary Dave Mitchell, after he told Dave to get a job. Dave had been in work at 5.30 that morning on his day off. Alistair Tice, York CWU Solidarity. We sold 6 copies of The Socialist in an hour in York, campaigning with the slogan Support the Postal Workers, Defend the Right to Strike, Renation Allies Royal Mail, on the 15th of November. Many of those stopping were outraged that an unelected judge had blocked such a decisive strike vote. They told us they were desperate to see Johnson and the Tories kicked out. One who couldn't stop long signed our petition in support of the CWU, and bought a paper for the £2 solidarity price, telling us it's what Jeremy would do. Ian Dalton,